Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Oh, that's a very funny introduction. Hello and welcome to the studio, Jenna. Morena, indeed. Thank you so much for being with us. Now, you love books.
Yeah.
Is it true?
Pretty good, yeah.
So much that you work at a bookstore.
I do. I manage a bookstore, Time Out in Mount Eden.
It's one of the greats.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And have you been reading anything recently?
Yes, in fact I have. And I want to talk to you about is Jarvis Cocker's new memoir called Good Pop, Bad Pop. And when I picked this up, I don't even know what I was thinking. Even when I ordered it, I just thought it was going to be a straight up memoir, but it wasn't. And I didn't know until I'd even opened the first page. The subtitle's called An Inventory, which I didn't even pay attention to when I was choosing this for my review, but I was very pleasantly surprised. So Cocker has this loft space he's been chucking junk into it for 20 years, and he decides he's just going to take items out and decide whether he's going to keep it or cob it. And he's taking you through this. Cob is a Sheffield term for throwing.
Mm.
And so he just takes quite like kitschy, strange relics of his past. And there's no rhyme or reason. Like, some things I'm like, surely this is a cob. But it's a keep, the other way around.
Part of the joy is the reveal at the end of the description to see what he's going to do with the thing.
Yeah, it's capital letters at the bottom. Cob.
Oh,
keep.
That's so fun. It sounds like he sort of watched Marie Kondo recently and was like, I can put a spin on this.
It's like a music-y kind of, no rhyme or reason, Marie Kondo. And I guess that is that discovering of joy. And the writing takes you to the origins of around that item.
That is such a fantastic premise.
It's so good, and everyone could do it, right? It really makes you reflect on your own crap and your own, pile of shit, I guess. But he describes these items as psychic lint, which I love.
Whoa.
You've picked them up without realizing, and they're just random. So kitschy plastic stuff, clothing, lots of writing, and you see the origins of pulp. The word pulp was the first thing about the band Pulp before they could even play instruments or the band were together. And that's super interesting about that idea, kind of making it seem really easy. Broken glasses, nubs of soap, cultural influences, and you hear old Barry White tapes, and then through that you hear these like hilarious stories of very bad gigs, weird accidents, for example, him falling out of a window trying to do this like sober trick to make someone laugh. Which again gets to the origin of pulp, but also captures that time in 1980s Sheffield, what he calls good pop, bad pop, Thatcher, the kind of grimness around him. So there is a grime to it, but it's very lighthearted. It's not a struggle memoir at all.
He's a fairly prolific sort of multi-hyphenate, I guess. I feel like his name pops up in all sorts of places. Has he published any sort of memoir or book before?
He did a book a couple of years ago, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the name, but it was of lyrics, and it sold really well. But I was wondering, has he written a memoir, a dead set memoir? Doesn't seem like it. One other person's written one about him. I can see, if this goes well, I can see another version of part two coming out, because he only reaches, and I hope this is not a spoiler, the start of what we know as pulp, even though it took a long time to get there.
Oh, that's very cunning. There's more if that's what he's doing.
Yeah,
it's like
totally.
A post-credit sequence.
Publishers love that. They find something that works and then roll along with it. He's just quite a joy to read. I've heard the audiobook's really awesome, but then as you can see, the design of the book's really great.
To hold and flick through, it's a very beautiful thing. It's got a good heft to it, and it's like it's not just words on a page. There's lots of images. You can see what he's describing.
Well, it feels quite zany to take you to your zany theme of the morning. It definitely captures something. It's something that you'd like keep forever. It's really cool. And also, one thing, other thing I want to say, he does talk about creativity. He believes that everyone can be creative in their own way, and all humans have a creative gene, and talks about the tingle and getting the tingle of that magic. And then like, I've really been listening to you this morning, the Velvet Underground. He talks a lot about them and the heavy influence of Barry White on Pulse music as well, being discovered by John Peel. So I think a lot of people really like it, and I don't even think you'd have to be the biggest fan to get something from this.
Well, yeah, that is a ringing endorsement.
So $48, it's on the shelf at Time Out. It's a hardback, like it's a weighty book, but it's easy to read. It's quite, you know,
It's comforting. Fun to read. It doesn't look like it would be a challenge to pick up, which I think is so important with a book now, because attention is so fractured. You want something that you're compelled to pick up the same way you might be your phone or to turn on the TV. And it looks like it fulfills that brief beautifully.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. I'm really excited. I'm going to get myself a copy. And now I'm going to play a song by Pulp. That feels
awesome.
Appropriate, doesn't it?
Yep,
that's good
perfect radio.
Okay, thank you so much, Jenna, from Time Out.
Thank you.
This is Common People by Pulp.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. Such a laugh. Yeah. And the spaceship stays in Greece. Oh, come out in the bath. We will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control and with nowhere left to go. You are amazed that they exist and they burn so bright whilst you can only wonder why. I rent a flat above a shop. Cut your
Hello there, I'm John Peel, and you're listening to The Devil's Music.
That was Loose Reeds.